Welcome back, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact, Impact Talk for Impact fans right here on the YouTube and the Twitch and wherever you get your podcast audio worldwide, baby. Joining me tonight, my right-hand man all night long. Oh, sorry. Bill, how you doing?
Doing good, J-Bone. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
Ah, good to see you. Good to see everybody here in the chat jumping in on the YouTube and the Twitter. Obviously, as you're jumping in, give that a like, a follow, do all that stuff. We appreciate you being here. And if you appreciate us, you can do the tips, the bits, the whatever you got. Sub, gift a sub, be friendly. We always appreciate it. So, but what a night.
Still on the Twitch right now, they have gifting a sub 20% off. That's a pretty good deal. And I don't know, like some people have that, some people don't. I don't know what it is, but we still have it. So, hey, it's an option. the Twitch is still alive.
It's still alive.
I've been trying to, here and there, update stuff on there, like put in some new emotes here and there. So whenever I think of it, I try to throw some extra stuff in there for the people.
Yeah,
and that's why we love the people.
We love the people, and I think that'd be a great way to get more out there. And I think Impact would be a great way to get more out there because I know they were in my neck of the woods today in the Philly area, and they were pretty much doing everything on Facebook Live. I think a Twitch would be a great asset to do stuff like that. It reminds me of the Mania shows years ago when they did like Lucha Underground, the Impact versus Lucha Underground show. And they were doing all the Master Chief stuff and stuff like that with Josh and Sanjay at the time. So a good resource for sure to use.
Facebook
Live has its benefits. I'm not going to doubt it, but I think they maybe rely too heavily on Facebook Live. When you got all these other sources. Oh, thank you, Ronan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ronan. Excuse me. Yeah, what a wild show. So we are officially on the road to Rebellion, but we can't talk about that yet until we talk about some news. And we have a lot
it's of loaded. Now. We're gonna buckle up, Buttercup, because this is gonna be time for a lot of news.
Jiminy Christmas.
And now, probably the longest J-Bone's news ever, with a lot of news, a lot of shows, a lot of matches, everything your heart could desire. Come, J-Bone.
Searching for my fake wrestling news.
And welcome Daniel Spencer in the house in the chat. Welcome. Hope you're doing well.
Gotta be professional for this J-Bone news.
Because we're so professional. So so much to cover. My goodness. I guess first of all, we want to tip our hat.
Thank you, Anna.
Oh, thank you for the super sticker. So we want to say congratulations to Rhino. Today is 27 years in the wrestling industry. That's pretty amazing.
That's awesome, man. So everybody at home, say it with us.
War Machine Rhino.
If you paid attention to the socials, Impact Wrestling was doing some stuff around Philly today, doing a promotion for their shows coming up, and they did a few different things. They did like a live Facebook chat on YouTube. If you follow certain YouTube pages, Denise Alcedo, who works with a few different bigger news, dirt sheet, whatever, you know, YouTube writers, websites. She had a really good, it was like about a half an hour long interview with Rhino. Really good. And Rhino's one of those guys that doesn't, you don't hear about him much. You know, he's pretty quiet, pretty low key. And that was a great interview. And in your neck of the woods, Bill, what's the name of that radio show?
Yeah, it's probably the number one radio show in the market. So great get for Impact to get on there. But it's Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR, Philadelphia. But they were on there, and that's by far the highest rated morning radio show in the city. So great get. Hopefully, obviously, that helps with getting people in the seats when they saw. So I know it was Deanna, it was Tom Hannafin, and it was War Machine Rhino. So yeah. You can't go wrong there. So good job by Impact, Ross and company, getting them on there. That's definitely a good avenue. I think that will pay off.
Yeah, all, you know, obviously putting over the company, and you know, they're all on different journeys. You know, Rhino, the veteran, Tom Hannafin, the newest group of those three to come into Impact Wrestling, and certainly putting over the company and saying how good of a time he's having. And then Deanna Purrazzo talking about her journey, you know, and stuff. So yeah, just great interviews all day long. You've seen bits and pieces from people associated with Impact Wrestling. So great media day.
Great media day. Definitely good idea going into the markets early, doing that. And I won't fault them. Like, that's good. They probably even need to do more, but that's a great start, what they're doing, because it's helping. But now you got to hit everything. Like, any indie shows in the Philly area this weekend, you should be plastering stuff for the tapings, like little placard postcards, stuff like that. You should be putting them in all the windshields at all the indie shows. They're like, honestly, it probably should happen last week, because I know when I was down at in Louisville, there was like a WWE taping in Allentown, not far from Philly. Like, yeah. Someone should have been hitting that. Like, you got to do everything. You got to get, but the radio is key. Maybe some local commercials, advertising. But once again, Philly's a pretty good market for Impact. I'm not really worried about Philly as a market. It's when you go into new markets are the tough things. Northeast is, but once again, we're a saturated wrestling area up here. A lot of indie wrestling up here, obviously. The GCWs of the world and all that. Yeah. But just like I said earlier during the reaction with Chicago, when we're talking about maybe locations for future pay-per-views, that feels like I feel for almost the Chicago wrestling market, because there's been so much there. But I think we got definitely good momentum here. Louisville did well. But that's the thing. You just got to keep building. Not everyone's going to be a home run, but you just got to try to push it as much as you can. But they got off to a good start today for sure.
Yeah, considering what they've been doing since leaving the Skyway Studios, I think they've been doing really good. You know, some places you hope they, you know, have a few more in attendance, but it's I think it's still a real testy time out there, and that's for everyone, you know, depending on what you're doing. So to support your local indies and support Impact when it comes near you, you know. Definitely. If you can. So, and speaking of veterans in Impact Wrestling, it was recently reported that Eddie Edwards, diehard Eddie Edwards.
Yeah, kudos to Sports Illustrated for breaking the story. Yes. Always love when a major source breaks an Impact story, which happens from time to time.
I've said positive and negative about Justin Brazo, but this was a positive, absolutely.
Yeah, just before we get too far, but I see how Daniel's mentioning this. I know some other people asked. Yep, they are coming back in July to Louisville, so they did well there, July 15th and 16th. Very close to Slammiversary time. Nothing said about that. It feels like maybe it's a follow-up to Slammiversary or a lead-in. Undetermined, but very close to Slammiversary time frame, but not advertised to Slammiversary, to make clear. But Eddie, baby.
Oh, here. Andrew Pollard says, hi, everyone. I'll be going to the show in Philly next weekend. I'm also a member of the street team. Can't wait to help advertise. Team.
It exists.
Hey, there we go. The street team.
Oh, there we go. Daniel Spencer. Yes. He can confirm it is not Slammiversary.
It's not
Slammiversary. My guess, which, once again, that's what I said. But I think maybe Moose saying he thinks it could be Nashville would make sense if it's the weaker before or after in that time frame of Louisville, because it's pretty close.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And probably a one-off, or maybe. Maybe that means it's a one-off Slammiversary, which they've done in the past for when they did Slammiversary Texas. It was just one show. It wasn't like a double shot.
Depending on how big, you know, they go. Yeah.
If you go a little bit bigger venue, Chicago was a one-off. Right. So.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. That place is shutting down too soon. The place where they were a few years
ago. Oh, yeah, the Odeum. Yeah, I think it had its final show there recently.
Yeah, sad. But anyways. But yeah, so congratulations. Hey, love them or hate them, especially for what's been going on lately in storylines. But diehard Eddie Edwards has recently re-signed a multi-year deal to Impact Wrestling. And he also said in his tweet about that, acknowledging this news, that Honor No More is also not going anywhere.
So, yeah, it says we don't know if that's – I know we've kept speculating on Honor No More, like obviously Matt Tate and Bennett, Maria, PCO. Yeah. The belief is they're all signed to Impact, but for how long, not known.
Right, and I'm fast-forwarding here, but that promo from Jonah was interesting.
That makes him feel like more and more he's an Impact guy.
Could be. I mean, he certainly
hasn't missed the taping yet. Yeah, he's been at every taping.
And he's been making his way around. So he's doing New Japan. He's doing some of the bigger indies. And there was no PCO today, but my guess is that's just selling from the storyline. So
he's not human, J-Bone. That's all you need to know. No matter what Jonah thinks.
I was gonna say, according to Jonah, he is, but well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't think anybody human could get, you know, attached to a giant car battery and anyway.
Although I will say, like I said on the Sacrifice review, when Jonah hit him not on his back, but on his stomach and hit the tsunami on PCO, he pretty much landed on his head a lot of it. And it just was like squish. It was scary looking when that happened. I was definitely worried about PCO. But I feel like I've been watching PCO for years, and I'm worried every time I see him do these things. And I was like, that guy's 54 years old. What the hell's he doing? But he's not human. He's the Frankenstein, the French Frankenstein. So he'll come through this okay. No need to worry about PCO.
Oh, yeah. He's nuts. So we got a lot of news about upcoming shows. You mentioned the Philly show. Why don't you talk about that for a minute, and I'll bring up the page here for the multiverse of matches.
Yeah, it was confirmed by Impact on their socials that one of the matches, they didn't say which night. I'll assume the first night of the taping, since they're promoting it. It will be a rematch for the tag titles, Violent by Design versus the Good Brothers.
Okay.
So definitely that's a big one right there, because we know what's upcoming for the Good Brothers at the Multiverse of Matches against the Briscoes. So you know they want those tag titles back. So it's going to be tough for VVD to hold these, but hopefully they do. You know, Big Joe's not going to, he's not going to easily give that away. And when we talk about that promo that VVD had, that's great work. EY was killing it on the mic in that, in that backstage vignette.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to do a little share screen-a-rooney. We're going to talk about all the updates that have happened this past week to this upcoming April 1st show. We got it's a double. They haven't said anything about the IPWF show, but they've been talking about this multiverse of matches. So, and this actually, they talked about this tonight a little bit. I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet. If they said anything on social media yet, but it sounds like the Good Brothers might be going after Briscoe's Ring of Honor tag titles. Is that what it sounded like tonight?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I have a feeling there won't be any titles on the line. Anyone with a belt at this show. Like it's more, let's call it more an exhibition with these matches. But it definitely is interesting because obviously the Briscoes have been taking those belts all around the indies right now. Yeah. And if you want to believe the dirt sheets out there, supposedly the Ring of Honor tag champions aren't even confirmed for the Ring of Honor show that day. So their stuff is in flux right now regarding that show.
Jiminy Christmas. All right. So, but nonetheless, we'll go with what we know for now. So the Good Brothers versus Ring of Honor's Briscoe Brothers at the Multiverse of Matches. Next, we've got the return of the Ultimate X. We haven't heard any names attached to this yet, but that's always beautiful car wreck of a match.
The question would be, I guess, how many are Impact members of the X Division and how many are not?
Oh, yeah.
Could there only be conceivably probably no more than three, but maybe only one or two Impact full-timers, and then the rest be people from other companies? I think there's a good chance of that.
And what's on the line?
What is on the line? What's that? Well, will it just be the X? Well, could that be somebody not from Impact getting a future return chance at Impact? Like maybe a AAA guy, maybe a New Japan.
Could be.
Who knows? Maybe a female performer.
Yeah. Who knows?
Because the X, remember, the Ultimate X goes both ways now.
Yes. That's true. Yeah, they had the men's and the women's, but yeah. So, all right. Next we got, now this one's an interesting. I don't want to read too much into this. It's just interesting how this one's labeled. We've got Eddie Edwards versus Tomohiro Ishii. So, but if you look here at the poster, I tried to blow this up a little bit. Eddie Edwards, the symbol that's above Eddie Edwards here is a Noah symbol.
It is.
And of course, Tomohiro's logo is New Japan because that's where he's from. But very interesting that Eddie Edwards, because it says here in the article, it says he's going back to his roots when he represents Pro Wrestling Noah in a dream match against New Japan Pro Wrestling's Tomohiro Ishii. So yeah, it's just very interesting.
Yeah, I think this is multifaceted, just like the multiverse, yeah. Where this is both Eddie Edwards. Remember, he's not Impact right now. He's Honor No More. So him to be like, I'm representing the brand wouldn't really make sense. But I think this is also because they want to show, and this is probably more to make New Japan and Noah happy, who Impact's partners with both. But I think they want to show they're working together on this show.
And
the two biggest Japanese promotions are working together at a show during WrestleCon. So I think that plays a part in it too. And obviously Eddie has connections there already, so it makes sense.
Oh, sure.
because it's still probably fairly limited on how much talent can make its way to these shows from overseas.
Right, right. And Eddie is a former NOAH champion.
Yes.
So, pretty cool. Can't wait for that dream match to happen. Next, speaking of dream matches, Bill, Jiminy Christmas, we got Chris Sabin versus Jay White. We're going to get a taste of that next week.
Yeah, not tonight if you are following YouTube.
Yeah. they teased a little something. They teased it a little too early, but it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to freak out or anything. But yeah, I can't wait for this one.
Well, I think a lot of us can't wait because a lot of people agreed that Shelley versus White was probably the match of sacrifice, if not one of the matches of the year. I got to imagine Sabin versus White is going to be right there with it, maybe exceed it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And then, of course, it wouldn't be a complete show without a champ challenge from Deonna Purrazzo.
And that's going to get very interesting because you know that isn't just going to be a local somebody on the Impact roster. That's, I'm sure, going to be a fairly big name. Probably for a one-off, like when you wanted a sacrifice, right, a certain person. I think that's a strong possibility. You could get, like, this is where you really could go with the ideas. Athena, Toni Storm. I think these are all very legitimate possibilities for this show.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And likely a lot of them will be there this weekend. So who knows? It could be Fabi Apache. It could be, you go all kinds of ways.
Right. It could be someone from.
With AAA being there, doing something with that title on that show makes a lot of sense.
And I don't think Taya's coming back to Impact Wrestling, unfortunately, but she could absolutely show up here representing AAA and go after that AAA title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something big like that. So we'll see.
I know a lot of people are saying that because I guess of the Chris Van Vliet interview.
Yeah.
I think that's to lead us astray. I think she shows up the first night of the Philly tapings.
Could be. We'll have to wait and see.
I know I'll see her on Saturday. I'll see her in a couple days.
Oh,
in Pennsylvania at PPW. She's going against Danny Moe for their title.
Who's that?
Danny Moe. Facade. Like a facade. Like that. Like I. They part of the Neon Blondes team.
Oh, okay.
But she's the champion of PPW, and she's been doing OVW stuff lately too. But she's going against it. So Ty is like local right now, or will be local days before the Philly tapings.
Okay.
To me, that looks like something, but we'll see. Just like Deanna's doing an indie show in Jersey the day after the Impact tapings in Philly.
Ah.
There's usually a reason people are in areas, so we'll see.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. And, you see that a lot, you know. You stick around an area for a week or two, depending on what shows are going on. Yeah, totally.
There's booking cards.
Yeah. Any other news you want to cover? That's all I have.
I think that's most of the news. We'll get any news happen on the show, but you got the Rebellion. Well, I guess since last Thursday, Rebellion tickets went on sale. I guess last Friday, or since the last Thursday show, I guess they actually went on sale, and they're moving very well. So they're looking good there for New York, and then . But then now we're talking about some of the future taping dates. But I think we got everything covered. I'll take a look just to make sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what? there was, we talked about it on the Patreon only shows, but about the gut check winners.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So now, and that was this past weekend too, right?
That was Sunday at the Arnold.
Okay, at the Arnold Classic. Yeah, so there was two winners.
There was co-winners.
Co-winners, yeah. They had two people in the ring. They were going to pick one of them, but then they decided to give them both the winner's crown, whatever, you know. Do you have the names?
Yeah, hold on one second. I'll give that to you. Because I had them, because I know I'm following both of them on socials.
Okay. We have Lance Storm and both John capital E period Bravo were helping with that.
Yeah, it was Jack Price.
Okay.
And the other one, Jason Hotch.
Jason Hotch. Okay. Okay. So we don't know if we could see them, you know, soon. Now, where was that out of? That was
Columbus.
That was in Ohio?
At the Arnold. Okay. Yeah, that was in Ohio, yeah.
So if they go there or somewhere soon around there for taping, maybe they'll use them for something.
You know? I could see that. And way back, there was the scheduled Columbus tapings that never happened. So we know at least at one point they had a deal, they had a venue with Columbus. So I could see them that definitely work in Columbus. I know there's rumors, I guess, post-rebellion about maybe outside as a Cincinnati area. So that obviously that would make sense. Going back to Louisville, you're not that far. So yeah, that's a possibility in July. So I would definitely think there is a chance to see them maybe briefly, sort of like how we saw Shogun briefly. But I'm sure they're still going to want to work with them probably at like Border City, OVW type territories for a bit before, because once again, you got to get trained to be on TV.
Right, it's a learning process. You don't they don't just win gut check, you know, contracts and get thrown instantly on TV. Like the last one hasn't even been thrown on TV much, with the exception of a match here or there. It's all a matter of how much you improve in that time too. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So it depends how they want to use you. Like if they are like, oh, we can bring you in for this kind of role, maybe you don't need to get too much in before then. Like maybe you just need to fill a certain role. But if they want to try to build you up into something, then that probably is going to take more time.
Right, right. So, well, hey, let's jump into tonight's episode then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's bring it on.
We got the March 10th episode of Impact Wrestling Tonight. Starts out hot, Bill. We got the return of the Walking Weapon.
Great to see. Great to see.
Josh Alexander is back. And he cuts a promo.
New deal. Multi-year deal.
Yes. Multi-year deal. He's on the hunt. He's hungry. And he sounds like he's got a fire lit under his ass like he never has before.
No, he's pretty much, it keeps getting turned up to 11 with Josh Alexander. Like it wasn't long after he kind of split and was doing his own solo run that you're like, man, he's like, this guy's got a lot of passion when he talks. And the thing is, you never heard him talk so much when he was in the North. But right, you're just like, okay, like he definitely has, he's very serious. He's got a lot of emotion and he's real believable. Like, and it just got more and more over the course of time as he was going, as obviously as he won the X Division title, as he cashed it in. And it's been a ride so far with him. And he really, like at this one, the last couple times when he made his return at Sacrifice and Ray here tonight, it was like he's putting Moose on notice. Like this guy, he's acting like the face of the company. just like we've talked about Eddie in the past. But Josh, he's got the chops, man. He's definitely got the chops to do it.
I love that Bell's boy here did a little little fat boys. Yeah, it's a fat boys feel in his little line here. Josh Alexander is back, and you know that it'll never be whack. I get that lyric. I totally get that one because I'm dating myself there.
Yes, we're all dating ourselves, J-Bone. You remember the movie?
The
Fat Boys movie?
Yes, yes, yes. the delinquent. No, what was it called?
Oh, it was like it was something like it was like medical type thing. Like, or they like.
They were the disorderlies.
Yeah, the disorderlies. Yes, yes.
The disorderlies, yeah. Oh, I love that movie. Great stuff. I saw that with my cousin in the theater back in the day. Good times. So Josh is cutting a promo, and he gets interrupted by Honor No More. The whole crew comes out. Now, almost the whole crew. I didn't think about this until like towards the end of the show, noticing that PCO was not out there. But I'm just going to, I know I always say don't assume, but I'm assuming he's selling from the show. The night.
Oh yeah, he was, that was a rough go he had with Jonah last time. He's not human, yeah. But yeah, for him just to like walk out there, I don't know about that. That may have been too much. So I think even a non-human like PCO might need a little R&R after that match with Jonah.
Right. It's
only the swingman can request a second round that quick.
Right. Yeah, we may get PCO versus Jonah Part 2. You never know. I don't know. It's weird, but we'll get to all that later. So Eddie Edwards is in the ring, and the crowd is just letting him have it. They can't stand the fact that he turned on his faithful Impact fans. And he says that Josh Alexander has been he's like the golden child. He's been handed everything. He's just getting everything handed out to him. That's my best, Sammy. And that's
watch out. Saying. If he ever is watching, he'll come get you.
Oh, I'm
he's Santa. He knows when you do a bad impression or a good one.
He's busy with that dude from Hammy. I ain't worried. Love you, Trent. so they, you know, they're going back and forth, and they're obviously outnumbering Josh slightly, you know. So they start the beatdown of Josh. Josh is trying to fight him off. And, of course, Team Impact comes to the rescue. You got Swan. You got Mac. You got Rhino. You got Heath. And then Coach DeBoer comes running out. Thank you for the super sticker, Courtney.
Oh, thank you, Courtney.
Much love.
Thank you.
Coach DeBoer comes out. And he's like, well, he just couldn't have an episode go smooth tonight.
Hold on, no. Calm down, just breathe.
Right? Just breathe, folks, just breathe. So he decides to set up for the main event tonight, Eddie Edwards versus Swan. And then right after the break, we're getting Mac versus Kenny King. Mm-hmm. And then we get some other stuff set up for the following week, but we'll get to that.
We know our main event.
Which we thought was tonight, but there was a hiccup in the advertising department on YouTube. But hey, I'm not upset. I'm just excited that we're getting those matches, because let me tell you.
Oh, Bell's Boy. Thank you for the super sticker.
Oh, thank you.
Grooving Impact Wrestling, moving.
Cross grooving Impact Wrestling, moving. Limousine riding.
Hello? How was Impact tonight?
I don't know.
It was awesome. Gotta check it out. Do not miss it.
Yes. Yeah, it's they've been going on all cylinders lately. They've just been knocking it out of the park.
And Mayor, Honor No More banned from ringside in the main event.
Oh, all night.
All night. Yeah, it's all night.
All night long.
And remember, ringside, J-Bone. Ringside.
Oh, yes.
Banned. Oh, speaking of ringside, that reminds me. There's a stipulation in Philadelphia for that tag team title match between BBD and the Good Brothers. And it's one of my favorite stipulations.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Because I told you at Sacrifice, remember when there was a match there where it felt like this, but it really wasn't said that this was the stipulation, but it's a lumberjack match.
Love me a lumberjack match.
That's old school wrestling right there.
Oh, yeah.
You can have the cages. You can have that. Give me a lumberjack match.
Yeah, that's right. So, Coach, just to get back at all the chaos that's going on, sets up all the matches for later. So next, after the break, we got Kenny, K-I-N-G, King!
King of the Night.
King of the Night versus Willie Mac. The Mac is back. Great match.
Oh, the Mac.
Great match between these two. For those of you wondering if Kenny King was going to, fit back into the fold, former multi-time X-Division champ, he's doing just fine. The stuff he's doing with Mac in here, they got a good chemistry. They put on a great match. But the Mac gets the win here.
Does get the win.
His 6-star frog splash.
Yeah, and just like we've been seeing, the Honor No More guys, obviously they have people in the crowd that like them. Like Kenny King's got fans there, and he always does a good job. A lot like our good friend Juice Robinson interacts with the crowd a lot. Kenny King, so he's always getting people's reactions. But Willie Mack had the crowd eating out of the palm of his hand. Willie Mack was over with Louisville, and he brought it, man. I think everyone's shocked. Like, Willie Mack's one of those guys, you're expecting him to wrestle a certain style when you see him, just looking at him. But, man, does he surprise you in the ring with all the stuff he does, how athletic he is in there. I think a lot of people are just, like, taken aback, like, whoa, where did that come from this guy? And that was what this match was. Real good display. Because you're right, I don't think Kenny King looked bad at all. Like, he looked very good in this match too. But Willie Mack gets the win here, and big win for Team Impact. Obviously, we'll go as we go through the night and the card. But it's, once again, Impact's doing this thing now where no one's running away with things. Like, in feuds, people are going back and forth. Like, you're not saying, so it'll be like 1 week, oh, they lost, or 1 week they won. But it's not like, oh, this person's just these undefeateds, or like you have one with some, like the Mashas and things like that, where, and Morrissey at times, but everyone, even Jonah, lost to Josh Alexander, tapped to Josh Alexander. Yeah. And now we see how strong he is again, but that's Impact right now. They're up and down the roster. Like, almost anyone could beat anyone. Saban beat Moose earlier this year, and I was in shock at that result.
Oh, we all were. That was crazy. And that was prior to Moose being champ. So
it was.
But yeah, great match between Mac and Kenny King. This feud is hot. You know, you got so many different ways you can spin the whole Team Impact versus Honor No More thing for a while. So You know, that'll keep it fresh. Yeah, the Mac doesn't disappoint. So amazing finish here. Six star frog splash.
That's right.
You got hair on your booty cheeks.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
I wasn't even there for that. You can watch that.
I'm not talking about my booty cheeks no more. Well, why is that one still in there?
No one get to that.
No, we love the Mac. We love the Mac. It's not what he's talking about, my booty cheeks. Scott D'Amore.
Coach.
Here with Moose. And he is not too happy about the return of Josh Alexander. And he's like, so we gonna get a contract signing here? And Moose is like, or Scott tells Moose, he's like, well, no, I got the contract all signed, sealed, and delivered here. It just needs your signature. So I tell you what, you just take your time reading this, but sign it by next week, or I'm going to strip you of the title.
What? Who does he think he is? The coach?
Scott can do whatever the hell he wants. He's the man.
I guess he can. But he was also Moose was talking about Josh going around them to Anthem to get all this done. And then the coach is now all of a sudden like, hey, I sent him home. Maybe I knew more than it was. I sent him. He lives right near Anthem's headquarters. So maybe I was who he met with and did all this. So interesting way. Well, we don't know what we're getting here from the coach. Coach was acting very heelish towards Josh when he sent him home. But now he's acting like maybe he's on board with all this. So
After Josh came back, there was that footage of, I don't know who it was, someone backstage trying to get a word from Scott D'Amore on the return of Josh. Scott wouldn't.
He wasn't having anything. It.
No. But Scott's also very, very busy. He's always got 20 million people wanting him for stuff. Oh, hi, Coach. How are you tonight?
Hi. I was very busy, J-Bone. That's what I was doing. I was backstage and I was working on a lot of things about stuff.
About
making
stuff.
Big matches, big things. And then this moose, he threatened me, J-Bone.
Well, aren't you used to dealing with moose up north, you know?
Oh, I like those mooses. They're very nice. Not like this guy.
They're big.
They're not like moose big, but they're big.
Oh God.
No. Yeah, boom.
Hi, Moose.
I'm the champ. I want to say the champ. Coach. Doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay. All right.
Remember that.
Yes.
Moose. Out. Out.
Man, a few words, Moose.
he's a champ.
Mayor's wondering what happened to the Italian accent. Well, that's, you know.
That's for the IPWF.
Yes. Just Giuseppe.
Is that...
Or whatever.
In my ass.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Trey Miguel out on commentary next for this next match. And the winner of this match is going to be in line for a chance at Trey Miguel's X Division title at Rebellion.
Ooh.
So they're not wasting. We got a lot of time between now and Rebellion. They're not wasting any time sorting this out. So we got
A long build. This is nice, the long build for this.
It is. It's nice that they don't, I mean, once in a while you see them pack everything into the last week or, you know, three quarters of the card.
And it just sacrificed the whole card was in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sacrifice was still an amazing show, you know? So between No Surrender and Sacrifice, they were killing it. But we got Skylar here versus Crazy's. What's that? Oh, it's Bill, Skylar's the future. When are you going to learn that? Versus future. Crazy okay. Steve versus Ace Austin.
It's been a bangorama.
Yeah, it was definitely his night tonight. This was a lot of fun. And we've seen Skylar in, I know you don't like him, but I got to put him over here. We've seen Skylar in a handful of matches. You know, he even beat Cardona.
I'll let you know he did.
And this right? That was his first match. But we haven't seen him in a situation like this where something's like really on the line. And yeah. I'd say all guys really put on a hell of a show for this match. What do you got to say about it?
No. I thought it was good. I thought Steve did good here too. But Skylar is looking stronger, and we know he's going to do some New Japan stuff too.
Yes, representing Impact.
Yeah, representing Impact. So definitely good for John. But Ace is the guy. Come on, Ace is the place. Not just for the hardware, folks, but for...
Come on. Thought you were going to bust in the song there for a second.
But Ace definitely, it seems like the X Division, it's time for Ace to take over the X Division again. So Trey, Ace now, the third, we'll see. Obviously, Ace has his storyline with Mike Bailey, so it would make a lot of sense for Mike to maybe get that third spot. But there's a lot of contenders that I could see. And who knows? Could the Ultimate X at WrestleCon be the third person?
Could be. I mean, that'd be a hell of a way to
for a world title at some point.
Well, no matter what it's going to be, that's going to be a fun show. So you're going to have a lot of different companies coming together for it. It's going to be the best show of the weekend. I guarantee it.
And let us know in the chat what you're thinking about. Who could be the third person in this match? Who might win that Ultimate X match? And who might show up at any of these things? What do you see? A lot of big surprises. I know in the reaction, everyone was talking again about the Rebellion poster with the question mark. Who's showing up at Rebellion? Because obviously that was the Omega tease last year. Who's it going to be this year?
Yeah.
Okada.
So, yeah, it could be. I think there's a really good chance of that. That or Will Ospreay?
Could be Will. He's been here.
It depends on how things are going internationally in the next couple months. I mean, they're getting better. You know, we just saw G.O.D., go to Japan, you know, for the G1,
do you think?
Or one, if or not
was
both
it the new, or was it the cup? It's one of those.
It's like something, yeah. It's one of those New Japan tournament things, yeah.
They do a lot of tournaments,
yeah, right, yeah. But Ace Austin comes off with a win here with a top rope fold. Oh my god,
love the super fold,
yeah. Good stuff.
There it is. Yeah, the New Japan Cup. Oh, that, which is the one that Chris Bay was in. That's when El Fantasmo's won twice, I believe.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So yeah, that's what G.O.D. is quarantining right now since the last for a few weeks, whatever it is. Yeah. So all right. So next we got Gia Miller. Talking to Bhupinder's, and Raj Singh interrupts again.
He's an interrupter.
He just will not leave Bhupinder alone, and Bhupinder wants nothing to do with him. I mean, they may be countrymen, but he's like, I don't know what the beef is.
Super J Cup.
Oh, super. Okay. Yeah.
They only have about 8 tournaments a year.
Oh, yeah. With like, with like 50 guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to keep track of. So, and I think we're going to get a backstory on this soon, but they're working at this at a snail's pace. So we just got to wait and see exactly what comes out. What happened between these two that Bhupinder doesn't trust Raj Singh?
Well, all you have to do is watch anything Raj does to know not to trust Raj Singh. Come on, J-Bo.
Yeah, but I feel like there's like something like big picture here. Why is
it? Maybe he just knows a con man when he sees one.
Oh.
If only the wrestling world knew when they saw a con man. But Raj comes off as quite the con man.
Yeah.
All you have to do is see what he did to Shira. Come on.
Well.
And even Rohit.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So, but then we get a return of someone, Bill.
We do.
People are sounding off in the chat already. They're sounding off
in the chat. Larry F and D.
Larry D is back. Now, I don't want to speculate too much. You said they're in the area where
he's always at. They're in Kentucky, and he's from Kentucky.
Right.
And he even says it in his in the promo. He's like, because he addresses like, oh, there was nothing for me here. But he's like, hey, I'm just visiting friends. What, I can't be backstage? But then obviously it gets to be more. But so I don't know. I don't know if that means anything more than what it is. But at least we know, obviously, there's good terms between the company and Larry still.
Right.
Because once again, it came off, at least at the time, that it wasn't really Impact. It's just they didn't have much for him on TV. We saw him come back after that whole time of not being used because really of the stuff going on with AC, with Triple XL. Then they didn't have anything for him as a solo act, and they brought him back briefly in the stuff with Rohit / Morrissey real briefly. And then I guess there was no role immediately following that. So I guess he decided to leave at that time. But obviously they're going back to Louisville again in July. So it wouldn't shock me to see him there. But could he be there in the meantime? Who knows? After this, maybe opinions may have changed. We'll see. But we know there's limited space, though, as is. The thing is, once you leave or decide, I want to do other things, and you miss a couple sets, it's just like everything else. Like if you get injured in a sport, and the backup plays, you might not ever get your job back. And that's kind of can happen in wrestling. Other people took roles, and maybe now they get to keep them.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, Bonus Baby. This Larry D needs to be in Impact Wrestling. He's in tremendous
shape. Oh, yeah. Oh, the transformation pretty much from Wrestle House to when you saw him again. Like he was doing that all. Like he, like some people really were able to take the Panini time frame and they spent it all working out. And he was one
better
of them.
Themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I met him the night that AC got signed.
Yes.
When those two had that match. And then Larry was signed a few months later.
Yeah, he was what was it? No Surrender? Where he was signed, because I was at that. That was in Ohio.
Right.
I was at that show. So, I think
Sammy's Country.
Yeah.
But and just thinking about how he looked back then, he was a big guy, and he is slimmed down substantially to the point that he's got abs again. I mean, he's got a big barrel of a body. You know, it's a big.
Oh, it's a big boy.
He is. He is. I mean, I look at him and he's got the physique of like the old Crusher.
A reminder from Rob here, that Larry D documentary on Amazon Prime. I know you've talked about that before, J-Bone.
Yeah, I think it's still on there. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. We don't know if he's re-signed just in for this set of tapings. I got to think he's going to have a match next week or maybe a BTI match. We'll have to wait and see. You know, we already know some of the card for next week, so we'll see where he fits in. We'll see. But he's back, and he was very upset. He punched Raj. He punched Raj out, and Raj was like down, and Bhupinder and Larry were nose to nose, just huffing and puffing.
Oh yeah,
you know,
they're right up in each other's grill. Their personal space was invaded.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you couldn't get anything between them. They were just fuming. So we'll see where this goes. Now I missed what happened. They went to commercial then. I missed what happened next. You said it was a VBD promo?
Yeah, it was a backstage promo with Eric Young, Big Joe Doering, and Diener. Very cool lights, back and forth. It was just pretty much Eric talking about them being now like kind of the champs, the good brothers, like that they were looking out, like they were pretty much almost like their heavies for a while. Like they were taking care of the good brothers, but in the end it was by design. They won in the end by winning the titles. And they're not really looking to give them back, but it was a good promo, man. We actually hear Joe Doering talk briefly. When he went in, well, he'll talk as in like Cody says violent. Well, Diener, not Cody. Diener said violent, and then Joe goes, bye. Well, I can't do Joe Doc justice. Joe, where are you, Joe? Come over here.
Oh, Joe's. Wow, we're getting all the people tonight. Joe. Absolutely terrifying.
But Joe was in there, obviously. But no, once again, Eric Young, great on the promos. And it was quick, but it was by design, J-Bone. It was just like back from the prison. Those early promos were Violent by Design. They still had that same essence about them. So I was a big fan of this, not just my affinity for Joe Doering and EY and company, but just like a lot of other people said, Good Brothers had the titles for a long time. There did need to be some kind of shakeup. And I think it adds a new mix to it. Is it very possible Good Brothers win it back in Philly? I'm thinking it's very possible. Right now, if I had to do a bet, I would think that could happen. But it'll be interesting. The lumberjack dynamic will make this interesting. Because who's more likely, unless there's a huge Bullet Club contingent there that night, it might be by design. What, are they all going to go after VBD guys? Or are they going to go after Bullet Club guys? That's going to be interesting, to say the least. But I'm a huge fan of EY and Joe Doering as a team. I think they can do a great job as champs. But obviously, we'll get into later. There's another tag team that returns. I think there could be – the tag division could look real interesting over the next couple months.
It's yeah, absolutely.
Proud as a peacock.
That too.
He's old.
Things are definitely getting interesting in the stable / tag team department. Next, we've got the 8-woman tag. Ooh. This is a lot of fun. We've got Tasha.
Can you handle this, J-Bone? Can you handle this?
Oh, absolutely. All right. So, and new Knockouts champ Tasha Steelz with Savannah Evans by her side, tagging with the new Knockouts tag team champs, the Influence.
The whole Knockouts, all new champions in the Knockouts division.
A lot of gold on that side. Versus the Inspiration.
Don't forget that gold fanny pack of Caleb with a K.
Oh, Yeah. Speaking of fanny packs, if you guys are interested in some fanny packs, just check out the link in the description. We got fanny packs for sale, folks. Inspiration with Chelsea Green and Mickey James. Now, I have to go back and listen to the verbiage that Hannafin said while Chelsea Green was coming down to the ring. She was wearing the same brace on her arm, or cast, I should say, that she had before when she first joined Impact Wrestling. So she had this on there again.
Yeah, she's going to be doing some physical therapy.
But how
avoiding surgery. The break was not as bad as expected.
Well, I don't know, because according to those x-rays.
You mean the ones from 2021 in Orlando?
Yeah. It's clean through.
It's like it happened before, Jabo. It's crazy.
Yeah. What are we talking
about? Deja vu, this injury.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I'm sorry, no one would sit out there through half of the next match at Sacrifice if your arm was...
Well, if you're a big fan of... You play through the pain. Maybe.
Oh, thank you. Mayor getting, you know, all the technical stuff out of the way here. Fractured left radius. I mean, it sounds like we're talking about algebra here instead of body parts. I don't know.
The circumference of a J-bone.
What is the square root of? Oh, never mind.
Bone squared.
Bone squared. I've tended to be a little square before. Not gonna lie. A lot of fun here. The four women versus four women. Your thoughts on this?
No, this was good. This was obviously a lot of things going on here. Caleb playing his part as usual, a lot of denim. Obviously, Chelsea not getting involved really much in the match due to the injury. So it was a lot of heavy lifting for the inspiration and Mickey. And obviously still good to see Mickey heavily involved. I think there was maybe some people after Sacrifice that thought with Tasha winning, that may have been like, I swore there were people thinking, well, there's Mickey. She's done. We'll see her again. Still heavily featured. Not that doesn't look like going anywhere anytime soon. So we'll see. I think we'll see what happens in Philly. But it feels like Rebellion. Maybe there may be a rematch there or a three-way if somebody doesn't have a broken wrist and gets involved in some way.
I'm expecting some classic Bob Orton shenanigans.
That's what I thought the first time around. If Matt went heel earlier, that she would go heel. Maybe just the timing didn't work out for her to use that gimmick. And now it's like, you know what? Now we'll do it now. So we'll kind of just resurface this industry. And you know what? Maybe that's the way to do it, because like it's so obvious by using like the old x-rays and all that's even more heelish in the end. That I'm like faking this, but yet I'm gonna Bob Orton, Ace Orton this cast for 5 years, maybe more. I think he still wears it at autograph signings today, the cast.
Oh, that's
I assume Ace will be buried with that cast one day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't want it any other way as a fan. But the inspiration, Chelsea Green and Mickey James come off with the win here.
And Mickey James pins the champion.
Yes. So on paper, you look at this and you're like, oh, well, then that means that Mickey James gets a rematch.
Well, as the former champion, she should get a rematch anyway. But she also pinned the champion. So that's like, there's no doubt she gets a rematch.
Oh, yeah. That just seals the deal.
Yeah. And it's when that rematch happens. Does that happen at some point over weeks of upcoming TV? Or is that Rebellion?
I don't know.
Or is that...
Because it's a long time until Rebellion. Well, there's that too. But that seems more like Mickey James should wrestle...
I know Tasha wants a spot on that card. Maybe as the Ultimate X winner, she's in that match.
Maybe. Yeah, because, I mean, we don't really know what's, you know, that's all up in the air. There's no, they didn't say what it's for yet or anything, so. Oh, yeah, yes, thank you, Mayor. Chelsea took Caleb with a K to Dick Kick City.
He didn't even get a lousy t-shirt. She did do that.
She kicked them right in the fanny pack.
Kicked them right in the little Calebs.
Yeah, right in the little K's.
Not uppercase K's, lowercase K's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they didn't look like they felt too bad for him. And he's like, oh, all he wanted was a picture.
Yes, all he wanted was a picture.
All he wanted was a Pepsi. Next, we get the promo from Jonah. And he's talking about how monsters fear him. And that PCO, he's got to be human.
He's not human, J-Bone. He's not human.
But Jonah says he proved it. I mean, are you going to say, are you going to walk up to Jonah and be like, nah, you're really wrong about PCO? I mean, I'm not going
to. Might have to, J-Bone. You're going to walk up to PCO and tell me that he's human?
Oh, just that Jonah's wrong. I wouldn't want to tell Jonah he's wrong.
And I wouldn't want to tell PCO he's wrong. We got a problem here, Jaba.
Yeah. it looks like they still got something to settle.
And but I took this, and I think you, when we on the reaction, you took it the same way. This promo by Jonah here, I know everyone from the get-go is like, oh, he's going to be a New Japan guy. He's just doing a little run here at Impact. I'm feeling more and more like Impact's going to be his primary residence. Maybe he twilights at companies like New Japan. But he's been at every taping. He had the one loss to Josh. But he's looked extremely strong in most
of it.
And he's been excellent. And now he's doing promos? Because he really hadn't been doing nothing of this significance the whole time. And if they're going to do like this big Jonah push now, I'm all in for it.
Yeah, and when you've got a character like Jonah, Jonah doesn't have to sit there and cut some kind of crazy articulate, you know, promo. He's like, I'm a big guy. I'm going to squash everybody that's in my way. You keep it short and sweet, you know? But he cut a great promo, though. He really did. It's especially when it's like specifically about someone like PCO. So we'll see. I don't know if it's over between those.
No, we'll see. And I got to give credit. Obviously, he's not in this. But PCO and that match with Jonah, a lot of people, like, I think most people would say Jay White versus Shelley was the match of the night that sacrificed. But there's some people, if you like, and you know my affinity towards the big guy matches.
Oh, yeah.
Put this match ahead of it. For that style of match, it was excellent. And there were back-to-back matches on that card. And this one was right up there with it. And that match was whatever the highest ranking you want to give a match is. So Jonah's bringing that, but PCO helped bring that out of him too. So kudos to him. So we'll see where this goes. It's definitely, I was not, because obviously I didn't see that promo until tonight. So seeing Jonah cut a promo definitely gets me excited for his future.
Oh yeah. It's just one more thing that builds his worth in this company, you know? So next we got the Bullet Club represented by Chris Bay, the Big LG, Carl Anderson, and the leader, Jay White. And they're all talking about how, well, first it's Anderson and LG talking about their match April 1st at the Multiverse of matches with the Briscoes. Now, I got to go back and listen to this again, but I could have sworn they said that they were going to, like, take those belts too.
Maybe. They got to focus on getting their own belts back first, bud.
This is true, but I mean, if they're just going to, like, aim them, like, all over the place, you know, because they mentioned AEW and New Japan. If this is the Bullet Club that's going to start hopping from company to company to company, I'm not complaining, because I originally thought when Jay White said that he wants to build a Bullet Club in the U.S. for Impact, New Japan, and AEW, I thought he was going to do a different one in each one and just have him be the leader of, you know, each one, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if that would work. I would think that might stretch Jay a little thin. But you look at kind of what the right way to do is what they did in Impact. Like, Jay got it started. He kind of anointed Chris Bay as the Impact guy for Bullet Club. And then you had different guys coming in. You had Hikaleo, you had El Fantasmo in his run. You had Hikaleo in his run. You had some of them together. Then you had the Gorillas of Destiny come in as part of it briefly. But then the Good Brothers take that place. And kudos to Impact working with New Japan to make all that work. Because that's a major storyline that happened here instead of there.
Yeah.
So that had to be something. But that also goes into why the Good Brothers signed with Impact at that time, 2 years ago now.
Because they wanted to work with New Japan.
So now they're showing okay, because that's obviously going to relay to them going back over there at some point. So this is good. I agree with you. I don't know. Because the Good Brothers haven't been on AEW for some time, right? Yeah, like since the Kenny days.
Not since Kenny was champ, right. Like the last time was when Kenny beat Moose.
That was the last time.
I think the Young Bucks and...
Oh, yeah, they all played a part in it.
I think.
It was mainly the Bucks that played a part, but honestly, and I don't know, I know Jay White, what he had one match, right, on AEW? Did he have a match on AEW? Or did he just show up? I know he showed up, but I think I think he had one match there, like on a Rampage or something, but...
Oh, Jay White? Yeah, he was on two shows, appeared on one, had a match on the other. And he hasn't been back.
He had a did like I know he kind of said that, but I'm not sure, at least there, because it doesn't seem like right now they have enough bandwidth to have a Bullet Club storyline, because it would be like you see an Impact. It's a big piece of the show.
It is.
I can't imagine it being like a C storyline if New Japan wants their Bullet Club angle to not be featured as the top storyline or even a secondary storyline.
If Chris Jericho hadn't just built a brand new faction this past Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe if there was room.
You would have room for Jay White to bring in Chris Bay and the Good Brothers and have them, you know, do a couple months of matches just for the sake of saying, okay, Bullet Club's been in, you know, put their, you know, had a strong foothold in AEW for a while and lead it up to like a pay-per-view or something. Yeah. I don't know. But no, Jay White, I have no clue like to what extent Bullet Club is going to be, but I do know that Jay White has his own merch on Pro Wrestling Tees now outside of New Japan. So he's kind of doing his own thing, sort of. I mean, he's still with New Japan, but he's got some pull now. He can kind of, you know.
Yeah, no, he's everywhere right now. We see it. We see it in the promo as we get Shelly coming out there to talk to Jamie White.
Right, right. So they're talking about what they're going to be doing soon, and Alex Shelley comes out, and he humbly puts over Jay White as, and I quote, the best in the world. Now, that speaks a lot, coming from teacher to former student. So they're going back and forth for a while, and, you know, Jay White's like, well, I had to become this other person in order to climb the ladder. And then, Chris Sabin comes out, and they basically, to make long story short, challenges Chris Bay. And there's the jacket. Bill's got it on. Chris challenges Chris Bay and Jay White. So we got Motor City Machine Guns back together in Impact Wrestling next week versus the Bullet Club. Shut up and take my money. I am ecstatic for this.
And they're going to whoop that ass next week.
Somebody's going to get their ass. I think both teams are going to get their ass whipped. They're going to really go to war. Really going to go, oh, you can't say that W word. It's not a popular one nowadays.
Wonky?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, they're going to be wonky. Well, yeah, something. All right, so very exciting segment. Chris Sabin back together with Alex Shelley, Motor City Machine Guns, classic Impact Wrestling tag team. Not a bad thing. Scott D'Amore backstage with the coach, backstage with Josh Alexander, and talking about how things are going, coming back, and Scott D'Amore sets up next week. Josh Alexander is going to be facing Matt Taven.
Because he's Matt Taven.
Because he's Matt Taven. And he called Josh Alexander a Melvin. That's not very nice.
Melvin alert.
I don't even know what the hell a Melvin is. That's something on a farm or something?
It's not a good thing, Jaybone.
It's not? Okay. I'll have to Google Melvin later. All right. So we got that. I mean, that's next week is just absolutely loaded. And it's not over, Bill. It's not over.
Still got the main event.
Yes. But before we get to that, Mean Woo Baka Gia Miller is backstage with the virtuosa, Deonna Purrazzo. And she gets interrupted by Giselle Shaw looking over her shoulder like, ooh, wow, you got some of this silver and you got some of this gold. I like both.
And Quintessential Diva likes it all.
Oh, she wants all the jewelry, or I guess, whatever.
It's shiny. She wants it.
It's, yeah, right? Sparkly. Then Lady Frost gets in Giselle's face like, oh no, we're not done yet. You better just cool it.
Ooh.
Yeah. See what I did.
King of puns.
Yes. King of something. So then Deanna Purrazzo's like, look, you two just settle down. We're going to have a triple threat next week. Giselle Shaw, Lady Frost, Deanna Purrazzo. Now, I don't know what they're exactly doing with the belts in this situation. If, you know, if the challengers pick what belt they're going after and then they just have the match or what. But
what it seemed like, but not positive. I don't think they made it clear. I'd have to look to see if they've advertised it officially and put what title or titles are on the line yet for advertising purposes, but they may. But I do see David Penzer in the chat.
David,
the voice of Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
Is anyone on your crew other than Bill coming to Philly? It's a good question. I know there's some people in the chat. I know Violet, she's coming. Not sure if anyone else is. I'm not sure if Alicia's not far from Philly. Technically, Kyle the Scumbag isn't too far from Philly. Maybe, I don't know if it would be easier for him to get to Philly or to Rebellion. I'm not positive. Okay. Even though he's in New York, it might be closer to get to Philly than it is for him to get to Poughkeepsie. I'm not sure.
Isn't he on Strong Island or something?
That's roughly the area he's in. So I'll have to check to see if who may be, if anyone else may be attending either of those two nights. Hopefully, it'd be great to see some people.
I know we lost a few people earlier, but sound off in the chat if you're planning on going to Philly tapings. I know there was a few earlier talking about it. So good to see you, David. Hope you're well.
Yes.
So yeah, absolutely loaded card for next week. You got the champ challenge. You got Josh Alexander versus Matt Taven. You've got Motor City Machine Guns versus the Bullet Club. And I'm guessing Larry D's going to have a match in there somehow. I don't know if it's going to be on the main show or BTI. We'll have to wait and see. But I can't wait to see.
Planet.
Yes. Some strong seeds. I mean, they're button heads. So, Mayor said, Anna said she was going to be in the front row on the 18th. So, yeah, maybe she'll plop right next to you. There you go.
Yeah, hopefully for that lumberjack match. So right now, David, be careful for that lumberjack match because that's going to get wild at ringside, is my assumption.
Better have a extra vest on or something. I don't know what he puts underneath his tux. I don't know. But anyways. Or
extra cummerbund.
Yes, there you go. Extra kit. That'll do it. Main event time. Rich Swann versus Eddie Edwards. What an amazing match. Two former Impact Wrestling world champs from the last few years going head-to-head here. Bill, what'd you think of this?
This is a classic match for these two guys. Two of the best workers in the company during their whole time. And they did great back and forth. They got, as you like to say, everything in. But Eddie, once again, from the beginning, like he's really embracing his role right now, the heel role, which is still feels awkward after seeing Eddie for this pretty much his whole Impact run. Working as the face of the company. But that's what you need to do. And Impact wasn't afraid to make this switch. But Rich gave him a hell of a match. It almost felt a little bit reminiscent of like the Kenny Swan match in a lot of ways. A lot of back and forth. But Eddie got it here. Like, and really, Maria was at ringside. No, she was at commentary. She got around that. Maria. So But she didn't play a part. She didn't get involved. She didn't cause.
She played nice. She played nice. Yeah,
so she was just supporting Eddie from the commentary booth. But there was at times there were some close calls there. There were some definitely some a few counts that seemed almost three that could have went Rich's way, but the end, like he hits the knee party. But then he hits the driver there, the diehard driver. That's really it was an impressive win for Eddie over Rich, no doubt. So that makes a strong play for Eddie now. At some point, after beating Rich, that's going to get him close to the main event, like the world title scene. He's in there right now. Like he's never not in there, Eddie, but. This gives him another shot in there right now, and it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Like, what's that connection? Is like you feel like it eventually connects back to Josh
or Moose,
It can always go back to Moose.
Oh yeah,
with their history. But so we'll see. I think we're starting to see some more stories that we're probably going to see over the rest of this year, maybe through Slammiversary, even Bound for Glory. And that this was kind of where you'll look back and be like, okay, this is where they were telling this. And it would led into this 2 months, 3 months later.
Yeah. And there was even this match got super crazy for a while and even got outside of the ring. Rich hit, what was that? A hurricanrana on Eddie, and Eddie hit the light.
Yes. Yeah. That was the stage. Yeah, he took a bad bump off of that. And as soon, like, because I had a pretty good view of him slamming into it. And at first, I'm like, ooh, like, hopefully he gets up okay. Yeah. Because those things, that's slamming on something with no movement. So, it didn't hit, like, it was one of the uncovered, like, lower leg. And if you were watching as the match progressed, you saw the redness and like kind of a little bit of blood going through. At one point later, I think he kind of like swept it away with his arm. I'm sure that was probably not looking good the day after. That was definitely a pretty hard one. It seems like for some reason Eddie always takes them, just like PCO does. Eddie always seems to take like these rough looking bumps in his matches. And that was there, but once again, it didn't affect him. He kept going on because I'm like, will he be able to kind of finish this match how he was probably supposed to? And with the array of moves he did, the setup and hit his finishers, that was pretty impressive. So, and then obviously they get the win, and you see Honor No More looking real strong, even though Kenny had a good match but lost. But that group still is. Even more so, I think, than the Bullet Club, looks like they're the group to watch out for in Impact right now.
Right, because they're all kind of an enigma, you know?
Yeah.
Not just Vincent, you know? It's kind of a mystery.
We do have a big question here, because this is huge. Huge news, if true, from David Penzer. Thinking about bringing back the Cummerbund. Thoughts? That was the staple of WCW, David Penzer era. The cummerbund was his trademark. So, I what do you say, Jay? I dare say yes. I'll always be a fan of the cummerbund.
I say absolutely, and bring it back for Rebellion.
Yeah, like, and I don't know, because I know, like, obviously if there's main events and stuff, you want to, I don't know if you... You go off and on. You pretty much have to go with it the whole show, but depends if you're comfortable with it. If you're comfortable with it, it's definitely that was the unique look that David brought to those broadcasts. So I'm in favor of it. I know you probably had a ton of them over the years.
Oh, I'm sure he has. He's probably got him like it's gonna like take up like half his closet. I have absolutely no doubt. So that is. Tonight's episode, man, great fallout from from Sacrifice.
Louisville Crowd brought it. And as announced, I was talking about earlier, David Penzer is the one that said it at the event. They will be back there July 15th and 16th.
Oh, there we go. So, yeah, I mean, that's a great sign. If they're announcing that they're coming back that soon. I mean, that shows that the crowd turned out and that made, you know, people representing Impact Wrestling proud to come back. So, hell yeah. So, yeah, we are officially on the road to Rebellion. And, you know, what's that question mark mean? What's going to happen with the titles? I think we got to focus a little bit more on that April 1st show for the next few weeks, because, I mean, they're going to be putting both together. But let me tell you, that multiverse of matches looks like it's going to be I think it's going to be the show of WrestleCon weekend.
Yeah, right now it's looking the strongest so far. Like, I believe AAA put their whole show out early, like maybe even about a week ago. A lot of the other ones have put parts of their shows. Some have put their full shows out. But it's looking really strong, and you know there's more out there to be announced. So I think now people are looking at expectations with how big some of these announcements have been. If they're on the same level, then this definitely could be the show of the weekend. And with Matt like White and Saban, and then you got you got Ishii, you got versus Eddie. You got a lot of potential like show stealing matches right now on paper.
Oh yeah,
Good Brothers versus the Briscoes, all good stuff there.
Yeah, yeah. And if he was even 100%, I wouldn't be surprised if we got Sami Callihan versus Mox.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If Sami was good to go, you could see Switchblade Conspiracy, something like that.
Something. But
yeah, I don't think so, because if he was even close to being able to do something – probably would have had his Pancakes and Piledriver show that he normally does.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing that. Like I said, I during a reaction, I think hopefully maybe Slammiversary. If we're lucky, maybe he can start doing vignettes, doing some stuff between Rebellion and there to start building him up, because he's been pretty much gone. Like, because there was the possibility other than coming in. Although, you know what? He's a staple of the IPWF. There's a staple of the IPWF, so he could play a role like during that show, during the multiverse.
Yeah. No, I didn't see the last one. Did he play a part in the last one?
He did.
Okay. The one before he was manager
in the IPWF.
Yeah, the one before he was managing Ethan Page's character. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, the next few weeks are going to start getting really, really interesting. Can't wait. This is going to be an interesting few months here, Bill. All right, let's wrap her up. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Bill, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me mainly on the Twitter at my name, William M. Gardner. Same on the Instagram, where you may see me, depending on what's going on. And obviously, you can see me at shows. And that will be this Saturday, PPW, Tie of Valkyrie. Mike and Maria will be there. And then a handful of others, I'm sure. Especially with, like I said, with Impact coming to Philly. There could be maybe a few others that maybe could surprise, because maybe they're getting to town a little early. So we'll see, but definitely. And if not, see you in Philadelphia, but I'll be seeing you before then. But definitely think about that now. If you're in the tri-state area, ECW Arena, now 2300 Arena, I consider the mecca of wrestling. My personal favorite venue to watch a show. So definitely, if that's a place you have on your bucket list, great opportunity to come check it out. So,
hell yeah.
Definitely check it out. And J-Bone, where can they find you?
You can find me over on the Twitter box at jbone5150. That's J-A-Y-B-O-N-E 5150. You can also find me on Smash This Podcast, that other little podcast, covering AEW and some Impact stuff over there and whatever I feel like talking about. And that's on YouTube, Twitch, and wherever you get your podcast audio. And speaking of podcast audio, you can find this podcast. Just type in, just look up We Talk Impact, and you can find it on Apple iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, Spotify, SoundCloud, Pandora. Just look up Total Nonstop Impact, and you'll find it. Check out the other links in the description. There's merchandise at prowrestlingtees.com/Total Nonstop Impact. There's also a link below that in the description for our Spreadshop merchandise shop. It features caps, hoodies, mugs, and so much more. I mean, if you want to put a logo on a pillow or whatever, stickers, magnets, bags, you name it, it's on there. Nice. So no sales coming up soon, but the next one is going to be the free shipping one. That's going to be in a week or two. So when that one comes up, I'll let everybody know. So, but go check out the links in the description. Give them a follow on the Facebook, Twitter, Instaneck, all that stuff.
Yeah, all that. I just want to say to Kill Steel here, who's a very good supporter of the show here, I know, all this time. Bill, I had just missed you at the last tapings. At our last match, you disappeared.
Oh.
That is true. At both these ones on night one, I did talk to, obviously beforehand, it's a lot easier to talk to people, but after I was able to catch people on the way out, but I was rushing to get to the hotel to do the review show of Sacrifice. But even more so, after the show ended at the tapings, which was Sunday night, they ended at close to 10:30. I had to hop in my car to get to work to make it by 8 a.m. for work as I drove through the night. So I was able to do it, but sadly, that's why I did not hang around. Sometimes, depending on, obviously, if I fly out somewhere, I'm going to be staying the night. So therefore, I'll hang around, obviously, more. But definitely, if you see me, make sure to, like, if you do it, I'll stop. I will stop even if I'm planning to rush out of there. So. But sorry, I did not see you, Kill Steel. Hopefully next time in July. And July, because of the setup, I'm sure I'll be hanging around longer. I won't be worrying about getting back to the office. So, but I appreciate it.
There you go. Keep an eye out for Bill wherever you see your Impact Wrestling shows. All right, let's get out of here. And for Patreons, can't forget the Patreons. Can't forget. And the Discord. That invite is in the disc in the description as well. Go check out the Discord. Great conversations going on in there. Some great friendly chat. And it's not all Impact Wrestling. It's all sorts of stuff. But please go check out the Patreon content, different tiers. You can help support the show. And we'll be doing an After Dark after this show right here. And so Patreons can tune in, and sounds like Trent's coming in. So we'll be setting that up shortly after we finish this up. Bill, you gonna join us for a little bit, or are you gonna?
Oh, I don't know. I may be cooked, J-Bone.
It's all right.
But we'll see. Maybe after a few minutes, we'll see if I recharge the old batteries. No guarantees, but we'll see.
Splash some water on the saber.
Yeah, give it a little. See if I can come back to life.
There you go. Just dip the old
boost. I got to get that my shot of TNA Impact injected in my veins.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Now, yeah, wrestling, yeah.
shot of Impact. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for the bits and the tips and all that stuff. Take care. We'll see you in the Patreon in a bit, folks. Much love.